We are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Arnold Viersen, the Member of Parliament for Peace River Westlock. Chris, we are into the new year of 2023 here. I kind of want to start, though, asking you about this past year of 2022. What was the year kind of sort of like for you and your position as the Member of Parliament?
Well, it was a little bit chaotic. We went through a new leadership race, and I think that was kind of the big deal that happened. Came out of COVID, and so I'm pretty excited to get through that and get looking forward to newer and better things. And I'm excited to have a new leader in Pierre Poilievre.
And I also know for you, you got kind of a new position working on the Subcommittee on International Human Rights as the vice chair there. Why don't you tell us a bit about what that kind of sort of position entails for you?
Yeah, so that's we study issues that are human rights abuses that are happening around the world or situations that are happening around the world. Currently, we're in the middle of a study of the situation in Haiti. It's rewarding work, and I'm very honored to have the new position.
Now, one issue that I have actually heard about myself from people around here is particularly from farmers is on the federal government's plan for affecting emissions and fertilizer usage limits. So what are kind of some things that you've heard from people on this topic here?
Yeah, the Liberal government has a harebrained scheme to force farmers to reduce their fertilizer use. All the farmers I know are generally trying to reduce their fertilizer use because fertilizer is very expensive. But if we reduce our fertilizer use too much, our food production goes down. And in a world where food is already very expensive, I don't think we should make less food. I think we should make more food.
And going into the new year here, what are some, sort of priorities for you in this year?
Yeah, so we're looking forward to holding the Liberal government to account, continue to battle against the carbon tax, get rid of the carbon tax. I know that I hear from folks all the time around that, and it sounds like they're get ready for an election, as there may be an election in the future.
Yeah, it was a couple of years since the last one, minority governments, 2 years, that seems to be the standard list. Well, we'll see what all happens there at some point. Anyhow, Arnold Viersen, the Member of Parliament for Peace River Westlock, thanks for joining us here today.
Hey, always a pleasure, Kyle.